Most credit and debit cards today use magnetic strips that hold the encrypted data about the owner's bank account and personal identification number called a PIN. Other credit cards hold the data in memory chips that communicate wirelessly with card readers. Both systems are vulnerable. Criminals can steal the data by hacking into the bank's or retailer's computer systems, or, as in the case of Target, tampering with card readers in stores. Now, scientists in Britain say they are developing a way to make encrypted data more secure by storing it in the plastic itself. Gordon Smith, a professor emeritus at Warwick Manufacturing Group at the University of Warwick, says researchers are manipulating a plastic molding machine to use the colors of the card to encrypt data.
As it is making that plastic from a molten plastic into a solid component, we are moving the pigments such that they form specific images.
The way the pigment is configured inside the plastic ensures the security of the data. When the card is passed through a special scanner, similar to magnetic strip readers, the software reads the embedded image containing the data.
When we first developed the images within the plastic, it looked as though it would just be an aesthetic aspect to it. But then we realized that once we could make it covert, we could colour the plastic so that the image was hidden, then it became something a lot more special.
Smith admits the system could be compromised if someone discovers how the card was made, but says that's unlikely. The counterfeiter would need to have access to an injection molding machine that costs more than $300,000. The patent for this new method is pending, and it has not been used commercially at all. But Smith says some credit card companies have already indicated they are interested in the technology. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.